Welcome to Brewed Insight, Mini Morning Bursts, where we dive into those spontaneous, out-of-the-blue thoughts that bubble up during my morning routine. I'm Joe Harris, and these mini episodes are all about keeping it real, more real than real. Picture this, it's early, I've just grabbed my phone, hit record, and let the thoughts flow unfiltered, uncensored. So grab your favorite brew, settle in, and join me for a dose of genuine off-the-cuff reflections to kickstart your day. Hey everybody, it's Joe, and yep, here's another mini burst. Okay, it's not just a burst of thoughts, this is actually kind of both mini burst and don't let go. Okay, so, yesterday popped a gasket, literally popped a gasket for real. And I need to tell you what happened. Because sometimes when we share these things, it makes the rest of the world that goes through these moments sometimes not feel so, you know, messed up. So let's call it one of those, what the hell just happened? Oh my God, moments. Actually, no, it was much more of a, I'm going to have a heart attack moment. Here's the story. I was working on my website and its app as I have been adding some new things and tweaking. And then I had this issue and I went into the background to try to get rid of something and I accidentally hit unpublish my website. Are you realizing the moment of panic? Because I'm telling you, if you've even looked at my website, you will see that there's a lot of work in it. How much time and effort goes into actually putting each component of every page, etc. together. A lot of work. And your brain just goes, oh my God. I literally nearly had a heart attack. It was full on, oh my God, it's gone, all gone, panic mode. I mean, for real, I honestly, panic attack. A serious panic attack. I literally had it, felt it, totally went into panic, started bawling my eyes out, no word of a lie, sat in a chair crying, hyperventilating, which hyperventilating is actually not something that I remember actually experiencing when I went through PTSD for those 3 years. If you're not aware of that, just, you know, dig around on my website. There's a book on there. It's all about it, sort of. It's a start of the subject anyways. It's a long one. It's a big one. It's personal and it needs to be shared. Anyways, back to the story. Full on panic. I've had clients over the years who have had panic attacks and serious hardcore ones to probably this degree. And I felt it. I just thought, oh my God, my world's going to come to an end. I don't even know if I can redo this. And so many horrible things go through your mind. You know, looking back, you can see how I was doing that, but also denying it, which is really fabulous because that means, you know, I really am healing. And you can too. But here, my heart stopped, my chest tightened, and my brain was running 1,000 miles an hour screaming, oh my God, oh my God. How the hell? How the hell do I fix this? How the hell do I fix this? I'd cry right now to just show you the feeling, but you know, I don't feel the same way anymore. Thank God. You know why? Because I fixed it. Thank you, Lord. Have mercy. Oh, and it was a little easier to fix than I anticipated. So thank God for that. Reflections. I decided to do this today because it was literally yesterday and it's really fresh in my mind. And it took a long time for that to undo. It took a while for me to come up with a solution. A while for me to calm down enough to come up with the solution, and I did, and I solved it, thank God. But I wanted to come here and share that in a mini burst because it wasn't just the panic of the moment. It took me back to a place I don't like visiting, a place where that feeling hitting my body like a semi-truck was an on and off constant companion during PTSD. And even though I've come so far, moments like this remind me how intense those feelings really are. And they remind me that it's important to actually share because there's people out there going through this kind of stuff because they're actually in a PTSD or they have heightened anxiety or they're just having stresses that are overloading. We all have that. We've seen that around. Happens to everyone. Okay, so here's what I realized. After my 3+ years of PTSD, I felt different than the person I was before. And I was quietly worried I would not get the full me back. The full me that I'm really proud of, being a really strong person for myself and for others. And even as I continue to heal and reconnect to that grounded version of me, in this situation, I did reconnect to the old me who pulled her bootstraps up and got shit done when necessary. The me that is strong enough to figure out how to save as many people on a sinking boat, literally, in that moment of panic. And even in the middle of the chaos, I had the tools, and I've built new tools. Tools that helped me step back, breathe, and work through it. And I did. I fixed it. But wow, was that a crappy ride. Little secret, I was wound up like a top all day. And looking back, the one thing I needed to do after fixing the unpublish was sit on my butt, breathe, and let out the ginormous exhale of breath I had been holding. It's in that holding the breath that makes us blow our tops. You know what I mean. I know you do. Just reflect on that for a minute. Holding the breath. The body just says, nope. And you blow. Depending on the situation, the blowing can look like many things. Bawling your eyes out, yelling your head off, that kind of stuff. It also reminded me that it's okay to freak out sometimes. It really is. I've said that to so many people so many times, and I sure in the past didn't actually judge myself for freaking out. I just made sure that I resolved it or apologized if I needed to. Those moments are part of life. What matters is how we handle them and how we show ourselves compassion in the process and kind of just let ourselves chill out. If you've ever had one of those, what the hell just happened? Oh my God, oh my God, oh my God moments. I want you to know you're not alone. It's okay to feel overwhelmed. It's part of being human. It tells us something. What did it tell me? Oh my God, this is really important. You need to fix this. Come on, Joe, fix it. Or find help, one or the other. It's okay to pause and remind yourself, I can handle this because you can. And you probably have many times already because you're here listening, nodding your head, hopefully the right way, not the wrong way. So here's to making it through freakouts and finding a calm after a storm. Take a deep breath, laugh when you can, and remember, it's okay to be human. Flipping out, well, not so much, but human, yes. I'm curious to hear your thoughts. So if you're interested in sharing, pop over to joeharris.blog and tell me what you think. Tell me your ideas. Share with us. Until next time, thanks for listening. That's it for now. See you soon. Mm-hmm.